Tzimut Tzadik Vav Siv Beis. Even given our normal pace of about one sif or a sif and a half a week, we should be able to finish the sim in all four sifim today, because the last four sifim, certainly three of the last four, are nothing more than a pirish on sif aleph. And therefore we should review quickly sif aleph, what we learned last week, and then we'll be able to breeze through sif beis, gimel, and dalet. Of course, each thing has a chiddush, but not the same depth of chiddush. What I learned sif aleph was the din of it. What? Next week we're going to learn tzadik zayin, because we just need one more week. You'll have to cancel your plans, those who plan to go to the country for Shabbos, unless you want to come in matzah Shabbos, otherwise you'll have to cancel your plans. Although if you send your cell phone, we can, even if you call me, I'll leave my cell phone here on the table. Sif Aleph talked about the Chumrah of Davacharif with Dukhid Sakina. And we had the rule, which we've discussed numerous times, that a Dukhid Sakina and a Davacharif is the most Chumrah situation. You cut with a fleshig or a treif, a knife, you cut a Davacharif, it's nine. The Machabis says it goes Kedei Netila. The Ramah said it goes Bekulai Lechatchila. And B'diyevit was Samechan Kedei Netila. That's the basic rule of a Davacharif. We discussed last week a couple of points, the Chochmas Adam's Chumrah, regarding the plate underneath, that Dukhid Sakina Davacharif goes from and to the plate underneath. We discussed the Chukula of the Chavis Das, which was that if you cut an onion with a fleshika knife and then put it into a milchika blender, or cut it then with a milchika knife, the Charifus only improves it in the Davacharif, not when it goes to another keli. So if you cut an onion with a fleshka knife, and then you take the same onion and cut it with a milchka knife, the onion is a problem, but the knife, the second knife, doesn't get an improved taste, because it's only improved in the Davacharif and not when it goes out. That was the Chavis Das's Kula. So it was the Chumrah of the Chochmas Adam, of the plate, and the Kula of the Chavis Das that we discussed last week. We also talked about B'dieved. If you cut onions with a fleshka knife, you put it in a soup, that it's batel b'shishim. We had a shaila if the onion itself, the little pieces of onion are mutter. The Taz brought a kula, even the little pieces of onion are mutter. And we asked, you can't kasha food, you can only kasha kalim, how could that work? That was what we discussed last week. So l'maisa, we throw away the onion, but the soup is mutter because it's batel b'shishim. Right.
From the knife into the potato.
Like now you throw it into the soup, and the soup itself, the shishim, the klipa of the onion will still be aser. The klipa of the potato, I mean, will still be aser. No difference. Only if it's not ben yomai, and the difference is kedei klipa kedei netila. Right, a dover kasha only goes kedei klipa. And the davar charif goes kedei netila, and for Ashkenazim lechatchila bekulai. Alright, let's learn sif beis, gimel, and dalet. Should be easy. Well, you cut onion with a fleshka knife, and then you cut the same onion with a milchika knife. That's what you mean, right? So that's the Chavis Das's kula, that the davar charif is only in the davar charif that it improves it. When it comes out of the davar charif into the next keli, it doesn't have. If afterwards you cook the onion, you would have the same kula. Chavis Das gave two reasons to be meikel. One would not apply, but the other one would apply. Right? He gave because they believe it's a blei right, that wouldn't apply if you're cooking it. But he said that Avinoiz's reason is also right. So. So that's true. With the gabi in the keli, it's a stira. But the gabi, the keli going into the onion, that the plate goes into the onion when you're cutting. So the gabi that is not a stira. It's true. The Chochmas Adam doesn't agree with the Chavis Das. Okay, let's learn sif beis. The Gemara talked about a tznai, the radish. Again, I have to remind you, there are two gemaras of Dava Charif. The gemara in Bava Kama, the gemara in Cholin, and the gemara in Avodah Zarah. We're discussing the gemara in Cholin Kuf Yud Aleph, which says there's no rule of napa napa Dava Charif. And that gemara is talking about a tznai, the radish. There's a different gemara in Avodah Zarah, which says there's no ena ben yaymai by a dava charif, which we had in Sadik Dalet, that a dava charif gets a bliya even from an ena ben yaymai keli. That's talking about Kurash al Chithis. In both sugyas, there's the discussion in the Rishainim whether it means all Dvarim Charifin or just the Gemara's example. In Avodah Zarah, the case of Kurash al Chithis, and in our case, the case of a tznayin, of a radish. The Mechaber addresses this in Sif Beis. He says, "Mchatech by shumenu b'tzalenu krishin." If somebody cuts with it garlic, onions, or leek, in the Gemara Shir, one day I mentioned, I have no idea what leek is, I just know everyone translates krishin to be leek. So someone delivered leek to my house on Matzah Shabbos. One of the people brought me some leek. So now I know what it is. Not a dava charif. Here it says a dava charif. And vitam chashakayon chrein. A fourth thing. What? All right, I'm not an expert in leeks, at least the type that's spelled L-E-E-K. But these things are also dvarim charifin. Shuman b'tzal and krishin, parentheses, he has tam chashakayon chrein. Ukiyasibem dvarim charifin. U, peiris chamutzim. Also, Peres chamutzim. Peres chamutzim includes things that are naturally chamutzim, naturally sour, or things that are made sour, like pickles. Pickles also are dvarim charifin. V'dogim meluchim, dinan shav l'chatech b'tznayin. Dogim meluchim are also, what are salted fish? Said the Chacham Samrach Shulchan, this refers to herring. I don't know any other a fish that's so salty that it should be sharp, so they refer to herring. Dinam shava lechatech by tzinai. Makom akayim, you are more ear, tzvuta lechel, makachas harif in shalai dekechavim. You're allowed to use the spices, the mixed spices of gayim. Gayim zangevil, which is ginger, or kayaitzabai. Diasham kelim yuchadim lekach, I tell shenai say. Because these spices are made with kelim yuchadim, with special kelim, and therefore, or they're just pulled out of the ground without a knife, and therefore, these things are muta. Agav orcha, we see from the Ramah, that spices are also dvarim charifim. So, although the Gemara only mentions a radish, and only mentions tznayin, we have now three or four groups of things that are included. They are other sharp vegetables, pickled pickles or pickled peppers, things that are made chamutzim, or fish like a herring, which is not that way naturally. It's turned into a herring, into a sharp herring, and spices. All four of these things we now know are also considered dvarim charifin, and this is the way we paskim. Although, if you look at the Gra of Katan Yud, the Gra writes in the second part of the Gra, "Avasmakasa b'shemri de'en l'cha l'masha omru chachamim." Chekasu kama paiskin. The Gra does bring that there's a shita that disagrees. That holds you can't just say it means all dvarim charifin. The Gemara says it about tznayin. So the question whether it can automatically include everything else is at least a machlokes, and therefore when we have shailus, we use it as a tziruf. The issue of whether other things are called dvarim charifin or other things are not called dvarim charifin. The Shachis of Katan Tezayin talks about the dagim aluchim of the mechaber. It says mashal adas mechaber asurim kedei netila uladas harav mechatzila asurim kula. Right, that was sif aleph. That a dav acharif like the mechaber is also kedei netila. It's not a dava charif. All you do is have to rub off the surface. So he brings a shita that holds that pickled fish is not a dava charif. So we have now, the Bechaba holds all these things are, Grah holds none of them are, and the Shach in between holds, it brings a shita that holds, that pickled herring is not a Davacharif. It's our claim, I'm a Chaba Meirik Shem Meluchim B'Yaiser, depends how pickled they are. Does Agav Chorof Eid Amal, I'm a Duk Zekin of Ali Tvei. I'm a Shuma Ad Chol of Leich Hashi B'Charif. L'maisa though, we're Mekel, on any of these things where there's a machlaikis, to be samach on kedei netila. Remember, when you cut with a knife, a soft thing, you just have to clean off the surface. A hard thing, you have to do greda, you have to rub off a bit of the surface, or kedei klipa, it's a davakasha. And a sharp thing, kedei netila. The Rama is machbe l'chatchila b'kulai. Now that is a chumra l'chatchila, but you have it is meikol. So when you have a tziruf of another shita to be simach on, it's enough, even l'chatchila kedei netila. And therefore, anything, I don't know, I've never eaten herring. I don't know if it's as sharp as an onion. It's questionable. So there are a lot of these things that are questionable, they're as sharp as these other things. They sort of smell further, what?
Most of the time you have herring with onions.
You have herring with onions, okay. So I don't... But I'll tell part of it, these things generally can be make on today netila. So remember, but the evet anyway is mutter today netila. And therefore, lamaisi it could be make on a today netila with all of these things. A sweet onion, the mechalek, somewhere on the page is mechalek, a young onion. The sweet onion, when it first grows and they pick it early, the Pisre Tshuva Gimel. Pisre Tshuva Gimel. Kisi Arava Golem Rabbeinu Daniel Kosav Nira Hani Betzolim Kshem Ketanim Einel Charifim Kol Kach. Yuchakam Besar Shev Begyam Yesh Lahakul. Makam Hefsi. He says, that was sweet onion, that they are young onions. It's called sweet onions. You cry when you cut it?
No.
All right. Once it's cooked, they all lose their sharpness. If it's an onion that's not sharp, so I guess it means how not sharp. How not sharp. It's very hard. The Taz brings that borscht is sharp. I don't think the borscht that they ate, that my parents ate, I don't think it was a sharp food.
They used to ferment.
They used to ferment it, okay. So it depends which borscht you're talking about. It's funny, Yad Ephraim talks about borscht is sharp. It is sharp, it's not sharp. He said it depends how you cook the borscht. It's, what? Depends where. Depends what?
How about romaine lettuce? It's marrow. We use it as marrow.
Romaine lettuce is lumdy sharp, but not physically sharp. It's not an issue. All right, so that's sieve bays, basically a simple sieve. It adds a lot of things to halacha, but there isn't much by way of controversy. Sieve kibble is a similar sieve. Tavlin shenidaychu b'medaycha shel basar ben yaymai. Asa loich l'mechala. Before you turn the page, what's the chiddush in this? Spices that were pounded with a fleshiga pounder, ben yaymai, you're not allowed to eat with milk. It's not clear what the chiddush is. Maybe he wanted to tell us that tavlin is a davacharif, which the Ramah told us, but he hadn't told us. Or that it's not cut with a knife, it's only a pounder. Oh, good. Or that it's a pounder. So those two chiddushim are a chiddushim. That tavlin is a davacharif and a pounder is like a knife. Now he said only ben yaymai. Quick look in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber in Sif Aleph also said Ben Yaimai. Mechaber said Tznoyin Esilka Shechata B'Sagi Shabbos said Ben Yaimai is Aser. And then he brought the Yesh Aimrim on the 5th or 6th line. Yesh Aimrim who had the line of Ben Yaimai. So in Sif Aleph the Mechaber said Ben Yaimai. And later on he says Yesh Aimrim who had the line of Ben Yaimai. It's strange here in Sif Gimel. The Mechaba only says Ben Yaimai. The Ramah says Yesh Aimer Afila Eina Ben Yaimai. So that Kasha, why the Mechaba only says Ben Yaimai, is asked by the Taz Yud, Taz of Katan Yud, Shabasa Ben Yaimai Tamuahu. The Bissimik of Kimel Sifah Pasak Hashulchan Aruch Ufei Afila Eina Ben Yaimai. And Sif Aleph is only Yesh Aimer. But in Simik of Kimel Sifah, the Shulchan Aruch says that even Eina Ben Yaimai, which we all know, Eina Ben Yaimai also. So why the Mechaba here says only Eina Ben Yaimai? What? Even ben yaima should be napa napa by dava charif. We don't say napa napa, right? By dava charif, we have a chumra. We don't say napa napa. So this kasha is asked here by the Taz. Dava charif. We have two chumras by dava charif. Ein ben yaima and napa napa. Okay. Okay, good. So listen carefully. The Kresi Plesi and the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll see Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a moment, say that the Mechaber Shita is that Trei Chumrei Loi Mechmarina. That the two Chumras of Dava Charif together, we don't say. In other words, the Chumra that a Ben Yaimai makes an Ene Ben Yaimai, and the Chumra that a Naparnat is Aser, he doesn't hold. One second. So he doesn't hold of it. Inkuf Gimel is talking about Isser. The Simikuf Gimel is talking about Isser. There's no Kulav Naparnat. Naparnat Isser is Asr. Here it's talking by Basar. It's a crazy place. The Aruch HaShulchan say that the Mechabit doesn't hold of the two Chumris together. And that the Ramaz Yeshayim is that we do hold of the two Chumris together. Now, the Beis Meir on the bottom. This is the Beis Meir I refer to throughout the discussion of Dava Charif. The Beis Meir at the bottom says, Yerali, like Kosev Aramah Deyazu, the Sphere Lai Beis Chumris, that we don't hold of this Chumra, of two Chumris together, the Dvarim Charifin, the two Chumris of a Dava Charif, Zulas Tzenayim. And things that are outside of Tzenayim, which we know is a Dava Charif, Chumra, the garment is Vashal, Vasaf, the Lunaparnat. One chumra that a dava charif is aser even by a naparna. Vegam chumra the churfei mashvilei l'shvach. Also the chumra that a ine ben yaimai is turned into a ben yaimai. Rak lachish lo lechatchila. Avu b'diyevet kagay midi d'shchiach. Something that happens in a common circumstance. Shachatku b'tzolam b'tzach n'chayleves v'nasam b'tzer shalbasar. Happens. Somebody cuts an onion with an olive with a milk knife and puts it in a flesh of a pot. Then the stomach second ain't a bin yaima blias klirishin. Kaimel on stam kelim ain't a bin yaima. Befrat sakin chayleves. Shoreif tashmishe b'tzaydan. It's only milk canais, which are usually used cold. Umitzad madishamnun is stomach alponav. Zelani is taiti tamid batal b'samach tekedera. Whatever little bit is stuck on the surface is batal b'shishin. Tevad ebit yevet shari dan amatir in the yevet naparnad. Afil of bishul, etc. So here this is the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says that the two chumras together were not machmir, the chatchila were machmir, but the eved were not machmir, the two chumras together. And that's a yosei tekua. It's a rule in halacha lemaisa, which even though they are chalkim, you have to add to it the gra brought that not everyone holds that everything is a dava charif. I mentioned the gra, you know, not everything. It's hard to say an onion is less than a radish. A regular onion is more than a radish, but still you have this kula that the trei chumrei b'hadar di'lai b'chmarinon in one case.
It sounds like it's by its own
All right, his lashon in the beginning was beis chumrei d'ar chariv and zulas tzenayim. That was his lashon. It's hard to be machmir by its nine and be mekel by a batzel. A batzel we know is sharper than its nine. So. It has some special attribute, something special about its name. It could well be. What?
Mentioned
its name, which is a radish.
So
its name is reason to be machmir. I'm just saying it's funny because we're making a lot of an onion. And a radish, we're going to be machmir because the Gemara mentions it, even though a radish is appears to us to be less sharp. But it could be, like David said, that the. A radish has other aspects of the radish somehow that it's beleya. It's a more of a porous vegetable. Onion is not so porous. I don't know. I can't shut it up. What? Shtano or radishes. Also, you have to remember we're going to two chumris. We don't know what a curry shalchiltis is. It's not a curry shalchiltis. Anyway, this base mayor is a base mayor that Rafam held very shtak lahalacha. And I think I mentioned to you that he always held very stark. I remember once some fellows from Lakewood had come with a bunch of Yeridei Shilas, And he asked the Mishaila, and he asked me, what do I say? I said, the Beis Meir. He said, yeah, the Beis Meir. So they asked me, which Beis Meir? I told him, this Beis Meir. So later they wrote a letter with a list of chelkim on the Beis Meir. Prima Gondim says, not like the Beis Meir, others. The Rav Palm is very stark at this Beis Meir. And it's interesting, shortly before he passed away, there were a number of Shailas that I asked him, that I sort of, most of them I never had the guts to ask him. But I asked him then, why he was always making like this Beis Meir. I asked him, is it because we don't see that on the Haiv Zabalaya? So it seems to be a strong tziruv. We don't see it. We cut onions, we cut a piece of cake, I mean, if you wash it off in between. We cut onions, we cut a watermelon, we cut onions, we cut a cantaloupe, we cut onions, we cut something else. We don't really see blias transferring when we cut. Could be our knives are much better knives. They're certainly better knives than they had. The tempered steel, which is harder. As I said, this is what I asked Rapam. So Rapam answered me. He said, the Beis Meir. He asked me, do you know who the Beis Meir was? You know what the Nesivus writes about the Beis Meir? That you can rely on him in all areas of halacha. Okay, he asked me why I was being pagan in the covenant of the Beis Meir. So, okay, you know, I'm not pagan in the covenant of the Mechaber. We don't pardon every Mechaber. But anyway, he held very stark like this at this Beis Meir. I don't know where they discussed it. Sif Dalet. So basic Gimel were, again, relatively simple. Sif Dalet is the more famous of this simin. Has a little more personality because he doesn't talk about leeks. He talks about lemonade. So lemonade is always an inviting topic. Now listen to this kula, and we have to understand how far it goes. May lemonish. Shemidina aydekechavim. Lemon juice that Goyim bring, which they cut the lemons with their knives. Presumably their knives are treif. V'chei chatichas dag moliach. Shemidin oiv dekechavim b'chavyes mutarim. The same thing, cut up fish that they bring in their barrels, a mutar. Why? Either cut it with a treif and knife. We're talking about fish that are nicker that the ksherim. We're not talking about the kashas of the fish, we're talking about the kashas of the knife. They bring great amounts, and even if some of them became treif, the bottle in the others that were cut later, now take this slowly, let's just think it through. Somebody has a treif a knife and they cut a lemon. The lemon now becomes treif. Naparati surah, and it certainly becomes treif. And they cut another lemon, Every lemon is going to become treif. We cannot pick out one lemon and say this is a kosher lemon, because every single lemon was beleya from the knife. Now, the knife only has a maximum amount of iser in it. The volume of the knife. The knife can't hold more than its own volume. The volume of a blade of a knife is relatively minimal. Compared to a lemon, it's not minimal, but compared to a barrel, a large barrel of lemonade, of lemon juice, it's minimal. So that when you finish with these onions and you squeeze out all the lemon juice, and the guy squeezes out all the lemon juice, and it's all in this big barrel. The barrel has hundreds of times the volume of the lemon. The volume of the knife. So we say, what could be the worst thing? The entire blee of the knife is somewhere in this barrel, but the barrel is many, many times the volume, and therefore, it's going to be bottled. So that eventually, when you cut enough, it's bottled. You can't do it l'chatchila, you name a valance l'chatchila. But once it's done, the guy brings the product to sell, even though he may have used the treif knife, we assume he used the treif knife, nevertheless, it's already bottled by the time it gets there. This is the kula of this Ramah. He adds, "Ulekach eichlem b'ktsas mekaymes hakruv shekayrim kumpost," something like compost from kruv, from cabbage.
Cabbage is compost.
Afagav de paris b'chatuch, even though it's chopped up cabbage, Yesh b'kayim shemachmirim b'zeh, im l'shanes ha-minig. Whatever your minig is, you should do. Av ashar dvarim she'enam charifin, tepuchin, liftais, yiveshim, kadayim v'noigim, hem heter, k'may b'lemins, v'ein l'hach m'kla. So he says, things that are cut l'meyais, things that are cut by the hundreds, it's mutter. Now, it's a kasha. Okay, one second. Let's go a step at a time. The big question here, the million-dollar question, is what happened to Chaticha Nasa Nevela? The Mechaber Shita is that you don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim. So the Mechaber is not a problem. The Ramado holds that we do say Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim. If Chaticha Nasa Nevela, so you cut the first lemon became Isser. It would give back some of the taste of the lemon into the knife. Every time you cut the knife, it's full of new isser. Some of the isser is the original isser, and some of the isser is the newly acquired isser from the knife, from the lemon, which became treif. You're not...
It only goes... Once it has 3,000 times, it's already impossible.
Why 3,000?
3,600.
60 times 60? Yes. 60 times 60. All right, let's see. The Matiyainis in here on the page is the kasha. The name of the Shla, he used to have a Shla in Agadatas. Here he says, Hikshav Sefer Ashla, Amayla Yomer, Bikol Echad, Chetich Atzim Dasas Nevela, Vakach Bolasakim, and Anechtachim, Vaisa Kol Anechtachim Besakim. Why don't you say that the knife is Nasa Nevela and Asa the Sakin again? Yeshloima, the Loy Amrina Bechurpa, Rak Mavliya Oy Maflit, Avla Mafru Mavliya Kachas Loy Amrina. We had such a thing by Eric Lirishin, that it has enough power to give a bli in one direction, but not in two. So when you cut the lemon could asa the knife, but the knife could asa the lemon, say the knife asa the lemon. And then the lemon turns around and gives back blias to the knife, all in one cutting. So that we don't say. That's a shita. The problem with this shita is that there's no clear makar to the shita. You say it to answer the kasha. But, kasha doesn't make a teretz. Prima Gardim says a different tariff.
If I walk into the food store and I see cutting one of them.
We'll get to that. Let's go in order. Okay, let's learn what it says. I want to get to that.
Why is the question
on the knife? Right, the lemon is treif. We'll throw away the lemons. We're not going to eat any one of these lemons.
The lemon itself
is nasa nevela, no question. But the total amount of issa that's here is still only. Oh, you mean to say it should add to the amount of Issa? Should add to the amount. Good. Okay, so the Prima Gardim answers that question. You're saying is that the Shla didn't answer that. Okay, but if the Prima Gardim, you'll understand why. The Prima Gardim says, you have to remember, that we said that even like us, those who go to Minig HaRamah, that we say, Chatich Nevar Nas Nevelo Bishari Surim, but by Lach Balach, when liquids mix, we're Mekel B'mokin Hefsid, that we don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, which means if I have two soups, both of which the Isser itself would be bottled, but it's Chaticha Nasa Nevela, and I mix the soups together in a way that the original Isser is bottled B'shishim, I take a few liquids together, I mix it all in one liquid, we do not say Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Why? The Hezbo, we said, there's that Balach Balach, there were two Hezberim, but the easier Hezbo was, that it's a mitzias that it mixes out, liquids spread evenly, and therefore, by lach balach, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. So that's the Prima Gadim, even though we normally say that by makam hefsid, but by dov acharif, we always have a tziruf, because remember, we don't know if things outside of itznayin are really a dov acharif. So even though we're machmir, but something that's mutta b'hefsid, but makam hefsid is mutta l'chatzila. He says the reason we'll make it by lemon juice, read by lemons is really there should be a problem of chaticha nas nevela. But since at the end the liquids are all mixed, and by lach balach, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. Which, as was pointed out, is probably the Shlos kavano also. The Shlos says that in the knife, it's not nas nevela. What about the lemon juice itself that all mixes, and the lemon juice itself is nas nevela? He's still going to have to come on to the fact that by lach balach, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. This is the psak of the Ramah, of the Prima Gadim. And this regard of the cinnamon is crucial. If that's the way we explain this Shulchan Aruch, this dinner of May lemons, it's going to have ramifications in a minute.
What about the fish?
What about the case of the fish? The fish is not lach balach. What about the case of the fish? It's a good kasha. What about the knife was treif in the beginning? It's a guy's knife.
No, but if we don't like my hands, it's terrible.
What you're saying is a good question on the Prima Gaudium. I think it's going to be a little confusing. The Prima Gaudium is a very short Prima Gaudium. So I'll read you as Lashon. Let's see if he answers either of the questions that were asked. The Prima Gaudium is on the Taz. Yud Beis, he says. Vav techaticha nas nevelu, mekomak im lach balach behev samruba mutter, simitzalik beis, vekan iko oit sadadim. Shema, kelim yuchadim. Maybe it was not a treifa knife. Shema, kairit havacharif. Maybe other things are not a davacharif. Shuhachi makalinan. That's why we're mekel. Mashen came bekrov, davi yavish biyavish. Machmerinan. The Ramah said the minister machbe krov. Shema in samach negara krov anesar. According to that, I guess by fish you would also have to be machmer. He says by krov we're machmer. I guess by fish. You would also have to be machmer according to this. At any rate, this is the explanation. In the Bali Shulchan, he brings a Yad Yehuda's explanation, which I don't understand. I don't know why he doesn't at least allude to the Prima Gaudium of Mati Yainasen, but these are his explanations. In Halacha Lamaisa, there are two areas here where this is very Negeya. First of all, I mentioned to you that I don't believe people should buy cut up vegetables or cut up melons in a store that's not owned by a firm yid. And that is because the knives they use are definitely treifa knives. Even in a shop right, everyone pictures that behind the scenes everything is pristine and clean and beautiful. And it's not that way. I mean, I've been at Sheratons and very fancy hotels. Wherever the customers tread, everything is clean and shiny. And you go behind where they prepare, and I wouldn't say it's filthy, but it's not what you would expect, to put it mildly. And it's not true that they have designated knives. You have a watermelon knife and a cantaloupe knife. It's not true. They have a bunch of knives, and the people use the knives, and when they eat lunch, they cut their lunch with the knife as well. And It's a very routine thing. In a bakery, the workers put things in the oven to heat up. You know, if it's not from people, the workers put their lunch in. You know, on Fridays, they would put potatoes in the oven, and for lunch, everybody had hot potatoes. Now, people use the kalim for treifa knives. If you go into a place where a fruit store, and they have Mexicans, Koreans who own it, or any guy, I don't mean Dafka, you can be sure that they cut their lunch sandwich with their knife on occasion. It's hot, it's hard, I don't know. Mexicans are certainly charif. And the fact is that it's treif. The knife is treif. You would never dream, if you brought your sandwich into a fryer store, you would never dream of saying, can I use your knife to cut my sandwich? You would never dream, we had an apple, you would never dream and say, can I use your knife to cut my apple? The time of those who are mekel is this sif. They tie that may lemons, the chaytchenaisi lemay ice, and therefore it should be mutter, and maybe they're right. The question is, how much? How much do you have to cut to say that something is bottle? And to what amount? Up until what degree are you going to say that it's bottle? And it's very difficult, because here we're not talking about liquid. In the stores, we're talking about solids. When they start to cut, what they cut at the beginning certainly becomes treif. There's no issue. The question is, eventually, if they cut enough, we could say that now some of the melons are treif and some of the melons are kosher. Eventually, what came off the surface is bottle, and that'll be bottle with each other. Now, those Rabbanim will feel that it's okay. I'm not, I don't know what to say, yes or no. I personally feel that certainly not something you should go into the chatchila. To buy things that were cut with a treifa knife.
So the
stocking
is not
ben yom. But we're machmir in a by chutuch el sakina, we're machmir in a ben yom. What? Good. Kilo is still klipa. Yeah, you buy a half a watermelon, you cut off the klipa. It's still cheaper than a store. Yeah, it's true. If you buy a piece of watermelon, you do a klipa. That's good.
But go to a fish store. Now, take it all night. We still have problem of the board. No?
Yeah, if you go into a fish store, there's a fish store on Avenue M, Geisha fish store that always had a side kosher fish. Now they have a hechsher. I didn't see it with my eyes. I was told it's a Rabbi Steinberg. There's a Rabbi Steinberg who gives a hechsher a few places in Manhattan. He writes on his sign, Rabbi Steinberg, Musmuch of Tar Vadas. He used to write Ram Yeshivas Chaim Berlin. He taught second grade in Chaim Berlin for 6 months, is what Eli Rabinowitz told me. And Chaim Berlin went after him, and he changed it to Musmuch of Yeshivas Tar Vadas. Tar Vadas today has not gone after him, has not... Maybe I'll go back to something else. But I have no idea if the Musaf of Yeshiva Taravadas or not. But Taravadas certainly doesn't give a hechsher, and his hechsherim are inferior. And I don't know how you can give a hechsher on such a store that has trefa fish in the store. And kosher fish, what's the hechsher on exactly? Very hard to know. But nice. If you want to go in, you could go into a fish store. What? Now we only ask kosher fish. He had trade for fish. So I don't know. He had trade for fish. And the side always said kosher and non-kosher fish. As the side said, it may have changed. It may have changed. I don't know. But what you could do is go into any trade for fish store. A fish is a kosher. A fish that has scales and fins is kosher. They don't cook it. If you go in, either you take the fish home or you bring in your own knife and your own cutting board. You don't have to bring a cutting board. You can bring a... paper that won't get cut by the. You bring in something, a piece of cardboard, and they put it on his cutting board, and you let him do it with your knife, then it's 100% kosher. What? It doesn't matter if it's maluach, it's a davar kosher, and it's still the knife will still last. So lamaisa, you can do it that way, and if you only use him to cut it into pieces, you can really do it yourself. What you really need them is to cut out the guts of the fish, where they slice the belly into its length, take it out. If you really want, you can take off that klipa. Where they slice the belly is the thin area of the fish. You cut off that klipa, and the rest of the fish is mutter. So there are ways to do it, but it's not.
Why not kedevatila?
But otherwise, it's a problem. If it's sharp, kedevatila, there is one other application of what it says here. And this is Shkiach Ma'id in Echsherim. That is, many plants produce liquids or jelly or jam, things that run through pipes. They're pretty much constantly running. For example, you buy pasteurized orange juice that's pasteurized on the same kalim as milk. And let's say you consider your makvan chalav Yisrael, your makvan ablius of chalav Yisrael. Let's say the chalav is trefa chalav. And they pasteurize juice on the same kalim. The lamaisa of it is that the amount of juice that runs through the kalim is easily 60 times the thickness of the pipes. And therefore, you have this basic idea that the lemon juice at the end, or the orange juice in this case, has 60 times against the volume of whatever could have asered, and therefore it's mutter. You can say, ay, chaticha nas nevela. So you have the same idea that it's lach balach, and b'makim hefsin it's mutter. You need a tziruf. Okay, by our milk, it's certainly a tziruf, that the chol avakum, the akulis in, it's enough to be mekel, that you don't need hefsin merubah. And therefore it's mutter. There's also a tziruf of the fact that they do clean the kalim between milk and juice. They clean it with hot water. And although it's not bubbling water, it's a question if it's enough to be considered kashering, but certainly it's adequate for this case. We have shishim, and it's mutter. And basically, what?
They don't clean it with something that's pogim, salt, or something like that?
They can clean it with something that's pogim, but remember, if you kasher with bleach, so we had that you can be sinach. But if it's not bubbling water, then we're not sure the bleach has come out. If we're not sure it comes out, it doesn't help to be pagamic. But, in the kettles they use steam, in the pipes it just runs through the pipes. So, even at the same temperature, the din of Hagola, to say Zicha came out, you need to be Malar Reiskin if it's a Klirishin. By Iri it will be enough. By Klirishin you need Malar Sichin in order to come. Now, Kabbalah Kapaltai, it doesn't help. Kashering has to be done with Ma'ala V'Sicha. Kabbalah Kapaltai means if the Bliya went in through Ira, you could go out through Ira. If it went in through Klavisha, it comes out through Klavisha. But you can't, we don't know for sure Bliya's come out unless you Ma'ala V'Sicha, unless it reaches a bubbling temperature.
Why don't you say Eimavatlinis
L'chatchila? So that's the question. Why don't you say Eimavatlinis L'chatchila? So there are two important things. One is the important Taz that I mentioned on a few occasions. The Taz said that if your kavan is to be mevatlis or Eimavatlinis L'chatchila, but if it's something you do anyway, you remember the example, he talked about honey, boiling honey that has bee parts in it, and the bee parts melt into the honey. Why don't you say Eimavatlinis L'chatchila? Said, because the goal of those who are boiling the honey is not a goal of getting the bee parts in. It's just the way you process honey is that you heat it. So, Mimela, since you're heating it for something else, the fact that also Issa is being buckled is not included in the Knas that Eim Avat Linus L'chatchila. That was the Taz's Kula. And the second thing is Rav Moshe's Tshuva, by blended whiskey, that if they're mevatel the Issa for Rav Goyim, that's not called Eimavat Linissa, they're allowed to do it for Rav Goyim. And then, even for a Yid, you're allowed to buy from what they were about.
The Goy could be Eimavat Linissa. The Goy could.
Well, the Goy does it for a Jewish customer, it's a problem. That was the issue. All right, so that's Siv Dalid, the Din of May Lemons. It may apply to the watermelons, it may not. That's the title of those who are making. How many did he cut already? If you're sure he cut enough, you can take the last one. How many is enough? I don't know.
So radish shall cut just the green stuff.
We said earlier that the green part of the that the Yerokis are not a Damacharif. We said that earlier. It depends on each product. It depends which products are.
A little bit from the radish.
They don't cut just the green part. They also a little piece of the fat.
All right. So whatever the case may be. A sifei. You know, there's one store on Avenue J who for a while said he was Shema Shabbos. So he still says. So I asked him for his Rav's phone number. I called the Rav. The Rav said he's not Shema Shabbos.
Is it fish store?
No, not the, no. The owner is a Shema Shabbos, and he said he's not a Shema Shabbos. So what should I do? You know, the Rav said he's not. But he's very honest. He's very straight. All right, you know. I think trade for food of honest people is also trade. It's okay. Sifhei. Chatach Kishuin, the second Shalbasa. Sifhei is Dukhid the Sakina by Adavar Kasha. Okay, we talked about Dvar Charifin. I mentioned to you a bunch of times that it's Lav Dafka Dava Charif. Adavar Kasha also has an issue. Chatach Kishuin, the second Shalbasa, Mutalaych Lambachalav. If you cut kishuin or attached gourds, cucumbers, gourds or pumpkins or cucumbers, are they good with milk? Yes. Chata kishuin v'sakin shavasa muta loichlam b'chala. It's good with cream cheese, okay. V'greida bulvad. But you have to rub off part of the surface. Taz yudalit. Hadocha lo sagi. It's not enough to rinse it off. Hagreda, what is greda? Pechusa me klipa. It's less than klipa. Shaklipa tsarashitehe gasaktas. A klipa has to be a little bit thick. Shetuchalinatel kula kaachas. Kadei klipa is a thin area, but it can be taken off all at once. Greira is rubbing it. The easiest way to picture is a piece of bread or a sponge cake. If you rub it the surface, you'll get off a little bit of the surface. It'll breckle down. It'll come off. And that's greater. I guess on a piece of cucumber, you have to take a knife and scrape the surface. Shiyigra mokem achatach. Now, im chatach boy lefes. If in between you cut a lefes, what's a lefes? The belt has a turn it. The Shah says, Umashakar Balaz ribbon.
Fennel?
I don't know. A lefes is somebody that has a very unusual taste. And it's unique. I think the belt says a turnip. This means if you cut something, a sack and shalbasa, you cut a lefes, and then you cut kishuin. Cutting the lefes somehow is mishana the, not blias, but the blias on the surface, and that's good enough. If you cut the lefes, I feel great, and it's sarach al hadocha ba'alma. Vayai, I feel it's nine. Shechotach achar halefes. Lefes works so well that if you cut the lefes, you cut a davacharif. Shari ba'adocha kamei halefes. If you tam halefes mishunah. Lefes has a very strange taste. Umavatul tam hanifla me'asakin. And it does something to the taste that comes out of the sakin. So lefes has to be unusual. It's a turnip, an unusual taste. Is it very unusual?
It's
very hard. So it's a tasteless. So what do you mean mishunah? Tama lefes mishunah?
Vegetable.
You're not touching mishunah. Bland wouldn't be so mishunah.
It's different.
Possible lefes. Maybe it means broccoli? They didn't know it was edible. We're talking a dafka about lefes, which has a strange taste. Other things lie. Here also it's a lot to follow. He says every time you cut the lefes, you get one cut that's mutter. Some of the lefes is aduk to the davuk to the knife. You cut one snein. You want to keep on cutting the snein, you got to cut lefes nine, lefes nine, lefes nine. The lefes gives you one good cut, and that's what's mutter. Lefi pischei tshuva hay. Pischei tshuva shiyigrar memakem achatach. Yigroid makem achatach. Greid or greir, same idea. I'm tshuvas chavis yoros minai kufayin test. Bedag sheniftach besakin shal ayve kechavim. By a fish that was cut open with the knife of a guy. V'hayrish yadichenu. You should wash it. V'yishav sheif mokim negiyas hasakin yafe yafe. And rub, shifshuf is to rub the place of the cut very well. V'avtikai v'lam v'sim v'tzadik v'a. Chata kishu v'misakin shal basa. V'y greida meshak shu and lachim. V'achin nami bedag. Because the kshu are moist and hard. And therefore they take the same kshu about a fish. Yeh shleimer. Isham dava kalu ligroi ktsas bibay piski. By kishuin, it's easy to rub off a little bit from the place where it's cut. Shloimarik shenichtachu dak dak. It's not cut very well. Deich yigroi kol chaticha ktanam v'kol tzadam. Some that's cut into small pieces, you can do greida all around. Vay dim nichtach dak dak. So Melev, it's dak dak. He's saying you could be makel on shifshuf. What is shifshuf? Shifshuf is you take a sponge and you rub the surface all around like you're washing something, and it's enough to rub it all around. So he's saying is that this din that you need greida is only something that's efshur begreida. So if it's not efshur begreida, it's enough to rub it all around. Maybe if you cut it dak dak, the later ones don't have taste. Kibahagos mukhasham, just like in the previous sif. Because it's moist, you can't do greira, it's going to fall apart. The imnaim aliklof makam achatach yafsid kulay. So Mamela here, he has a svara to be makel, that this din of greida is only where it's possible. But really, you don't have to have greida, it's enough shishuf heitev to wash it well. This is very misopic, and therefore he ends off, scrape it a little with a knife, a little, I mean, you don't have to grade it, you wash it well, and you scrape it with a knife, that's good enough. So Pischei Tshuva brings us Chavis Yoyer, by the fish. So the question will be the same thing with cut up vegetables. If a person already has the cut up vegetables, somebody has and he realizes it's from such a place, is it enough to put it in the sink and wash it well around the surface all around? So he seems to be mekel up his svara, although he ends off only to rub it b'chudesh osakim. I guess it's not worth it. That could be worth it. What type of knife? A plastic knife, yeah. What type of knife are you going to use if you assume it's tray? I don't know. The grade is not b'diavad going to make anything. Chatchila, maybe you could use any knife. Okay, al-kapanim, these are the dinim of the knives. We learn part of Baruch Hashem Taruas, Pasal B'chalav. We have left one sif, which talks about milchik bread, fleishik bread, simin tzadik zayin. Normally we would have ended, as I said, this week, but I guess we'll go one extra week in Yisrael Hashem next week. We should be able to learn simin tzadik zayin. So hope to see you all, and a good summer to those of you who will not be back next Sunday.